from Appleton, Wisconsin. This is the Anderson Penns Podcast. Welcome to Anderson Penns Podcast, episode 470 for Thursday, December 22nd, 2022.
This week we have snow. Do you see all that snow? Yeah,
it's a lot of snow.
It's a lot of snow. And besides that, we have banter news updates, my ink of the week, eco-friendliness from Visconti, autumn leaves from Faber-Castell, and new contest, plus two new 50 States inks that are coming soon.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Brian.
What can you do with 1,111 that you can't do with 0,000 or 9,999?
What can you do with 1,111 that you can't do with 0,000 or 9,999?
Write it one by one.
Oh. That's what qualifies as a joke these days? I don't have a joke this week.
You should see the ones I passed up on.
But
for that
I did learn some interesting information. I think the only reason I learned it is because I'm now in Wisconsin. And it has to do with geese.
Geese.
And we have lots of Canadian geese here.
Yes.
Anyway, you know how they fly in that V formation.
And poop.
I like them. people say they're angry and mean. Well, just don't bother them.
Yeah. But
when we're out riding and they fly over honking, I kind of like it.
Yeah,
I don't know
cute.
Why. It's like they're accompanying us. Anyway, in that V, one of the sides is always longer, and this week I learned why. Do you know why, Mr. Anderson?
Because they're drafting.
No, it's because there are more birds in that line. You
yes,
have not seen
yes.
today's location bar.
I have not.
But you see what it is.
I do see what it is.
It's Guitar Center.
Yeah.
Right down the avenue, uh-huh. really. It's headquartered, of course, in California. Guitar Center is the largest musical instrument retailer in the United States and has 294 locations
wow.
in 47 states.
That's impressive, yeah.
Yes. Three of those locations are found right here in Wisconsin, and one of those locations is right down the street. And when I say right down the street, I mean it's a little ways.
Yeah,
but
it's,
you
not
just go
walking
down the street.
Distance.
No, not walking distance. I like visiting Guitar Center because of, well, because of all
there?
The guitars.
Have you been there?
Oh, many times.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They have the guitar room. I like the guitar room. Their website states, as a company made up of musicians and music lovers, we're driven by our shared belief that music is the greatest unifying force in the world after fountain pens. They put that on there.
Often they cut that short.
Yes. And I'm rather fond of their tagline. I think it's clever. Guitar Center. Because the world needs to hear what you have to play.
That's cute.
That is cute.
You know, I almost ended up working for Guitar Center.
Then what happened?
Well, the company I worked for got bought out by Guitar Center, and then I left the company. So.
Oh. Well, we're glad you're here.
I switched from music to music.
From music to music. This Saturday, of course, the 24th, is Christmas Eve. And this Sunday is Christmas Day, hence the hats.
Is that what this is for?
Yeah. And we're kind of in the middle now of Hanukkah.
Okay.
It started on the 18th, will end on the 26th. Speaking of the 26th, that will be Second Christmas or Boxing Day or St. Stephen's Day. But tomorrow, December 23rd, you didn't know this.
I'm sure I didn't. One of my favorite
days of the year, and I know it's one of Justin's too. It's
really?
National Christmas Movie Marathon Day. He's just smiling at me from behind the camera. Where are you going with this, Eric?
He's rolling his eyes. National Christmas Movie Marathon Day.
Yeah, on the 23rd.
So it's not just a National Christmas Movie Day.
No, it's marathon.
You have to have a marathon.
You need a list of them.
What is a marathon? Is that three or more? Four or more?
Let's ask the award-winning filmmaker.
How many is a marathon?
Minimum number of... He doesn't know.
Three.
I would say
That's
three.
That's like a collection. Four
yeah,
is a marathon.
I would say five.
I'd say four. Five, four or five.
Five. Yeah. Anyway.
Are we doing this at my house or your house?
When was the first Christmas movie made? Anybody know?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably. I'm going to say it was probably in the 50s.
Okay. The world's first Christmas movie
really
was a silent short made in 1898.
Oh, I'm well.
It was titled Santa Claus. It was directed by George Albert Smith, and it was just over a minute long. This was the first time that Santa graced the screens. I didn't even know they were making. Did they even have photography in 1898?
I was thinking more along the lines of, you know, the Bing Crosby and all those movies.
There were many early, quite a few early Christmas movies, but the breakout Christmas movie was Justin. Justin, the breakout one. Earliest big time hit Christmas movie. 1946.
Second.
Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, directed by Frank Capra. It's a Wonderful Life. He was going for What's a Wonderful Life.
It's not a Christmas movie?
Not a Christmas movie? Many people would just...
There's snow?
You heard it here first.
There's a Christmas tree?
It's a Wonderful Life. It's
there's
not
angels?
A Christmas movie.
Wow. Okay. All right.
I have my top five movies. Do you have yours?
I didn't know I was supposed to get top
five. No, I didn't tell you. What's your number one? You have a favorite?
I don't really have a favorite. I do like It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, it's a nice one. It's not in my top five.
I don't...
My favorite is The Bishop's Wife.
The Bishop's
Wife. Which also, Justin would say, that's not a Christmas movie. I like that. And I like Last Holiday, which is not as old as Bishop's Wife. That's Queen Latifah. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is on my list because it reminds me of my childhood when that abominable snowman was very scary.
Yes, yes. That's a good one. Yep.
Miracle on 34th Street, and one that... Justin turned me on to that one, and I'm probably going to say it's not a Christmas movie. Santa Jaws? It's a magic pen in it. You got to watch it. There's a shark. Not just a hat. He's got Christmas lights at some point. Any of those you like?
No, I was thinking the one I like is Naughty Santa. I think that's a good one.
Naughty Santa.
It's a funny one.
Yeah, so... those are the five movies I will
watch. Oh, The Grinch Stole Christmas? Yeah, that's a good one. That's classic.
Yeah, that's classic. The Muppet Christmas Carol is The Muppets and Christmas Carol. Charlie Brown Christmas has to be watched. And It's a Wonderful Life. I have it there. It's in my top 10.
Okay.
Christmas is very hectic. Is it hectic at your house?
Well, it's just me.
It's just me and
Garrett
and
the cats.
In my apartment, it's just me too, but it's like a revolving door. Jose Feliciano stopped by the other day.
Oh, did he?
He just wanted to wish me a Merry Christmas. And then a couple of times,
here goes.
If I can get it out, Michael Bublé stopped by.
Did he?
Yeah, he just wanted to assure me that he was going to be home for Christmas, and I don't even know where he lives. But what drives me nuts is that five times a day, Mariah Carey stops by just to give me her Christmas list. And it's a short list. She could just text it to me. All right, that's all I got. November and December, do you know what that is?
No idea.
I wonder if anybody notices we're sitting down this week. We're not trying to hide it.
Well.
And we're wearing Santa hats.
See if anybody notices.
Yeah.
Nobody
Maybe
notice.
No one will notice that we're sitting down this week. November and December of every year, what happens?
We have a...
Oh, you peeked at the notes.
I wasn't sure. We do certain things in November, December. We do our food.
That's true. The Feeding America.
Feeding America drive. We do that.
That's still ongoing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one meal for every order.
For every order.
Until the end of the year.
To the end of the year, yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But this is what I'm talking about, our YouTube subscriber drive.
Does it remain underway?
I can officially make the announcement.
We make the announcement?
We did it. You all did it. We hit 10,000 just after last week's podcast was published. And I think we're going to have Justin put some confetti.
Fantastic.
Can we just watch it? We can watch it.
It's like snow. It could be
like snow. But it's more colorful. Sparkles. I saw sparkles. Anyway, thank you all. I wrote it down. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who is subscribed to this channel for helping make this milestone happen. As promised, I have personally arranged for Lisa and Brian to do a podcast together in real life right here at Anderson Penn's. And you won't have to wait very long because... Lisa and Brian will be co-hosting, do you know this?
Next week?
Next week's Anderson Penn's podcast. Wow. So, yeah.
I better get a Christmas present.
You mean receive or give?
Give. I have to.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah, I got to get her present.
We do want her on the podcast.
Yes, yes, I think we do.
So, again, thank you very much. We did it.
I was watching it daily. I was like, come on, people.
I tried not to because... Sometimes throughout the day, one will go away, and you don't know, did somebody unsubscribe, or was it an account that was canceled? I didn't watch it. But then I looked, and anyway, news. You and Steph did this news last week, but I thought we better remind people. I want to especially remind people of that one, so I'll let you go for it.
So price increases, a reminder, January 1st for the following: Pilot, Platinum, Diplomat, Exaclair, so that's Rhodia and Clairefontaine, Exacompta, Schmidt Refills, and the probably the biggest one on there, the Lamy 2000.
That's why I wanted to reiterate, every collection needs a Lamy 2000, at least one. I have a collection.
Yes. Between you and I, we average one.
Okay. So if you're planning to get one before the end of the year.
Yeah, average increase like 17 to 20% across the board on all
these. Substantial. Yeah, it's substantial.
Yeah.
And then there's Hobonichi news. Last week you and Steph said it's up to 20% off for the dated material. Yep. But also additionally, you have now separated the covers.
Yes.
This used to be a cover set.
Right.
So you would get this with the planner, the A6 Techo inside. But we have removed the Techo from the set. And now the covers can be purchased separately. And don't make me buy a cover, because this is a
very nice, pretty cover. Yeah, yeah.
And it feels nice, too.
So we've got them in Cousin. We have them in A6. I should feel this.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's nice.
Yes, it's a nice texture. So I was going on and on about this one. You have a glittery leather one.
I have a glittery leather one here.
Now, it's not amazingly glittery, but I can see the glitter.
You can see it. Yeah. Absolutely.
It depends on how the light hits it.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
A little pocket in the back.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be this smooth, but it's very...
I'm not sure which one I want.
You need the glitter.
I think I do.
You need glitter.
What else you got over there?
I've got this one here, just one of the standard colored covers.
And this is not leather.
This is not leather. This is a vinyl.
Vinyl.
And these vinyl ones now are actually very, very affordable. Some of them are even as
And they last 20, forever.
$20, yeah.
$20 for them.
Yeah.
Well, that's worth it.
Yeah, because these are priced for sets for $66, and then you take the Techo out, and then you mark it down another 20%. And some of them, I think...
So that's the same as this one?
Yeah, same idea.
So we have them in several colors.
Different colors. Here's Liberty Fabrics.
That's a Liberty Fabrics.
With all these pretty
flowers on.
Yeah, vinyl.
Mm-hmm. This one doesn't look vinyl.
No.
This one looks very nice, but it feels like looks mm-hmm. as if it mm-hmm. is fabric of some kind.
Yep.
It's probably called Birds.
Yep, something like that.
So that price point is probably a little more than the vinyl.
Yeah, a little bit more. But they're all very reasonable, and they never get old. And
this is very nice. They never get old. I still have all of my old ones, but I like one every year, so I just buy
new ones. Yeah.
And this is vinyl for
cousins. Yeah, so we do have some cousins options available as well.
This is called Dreamy Soda.
Dreamy Soda.
And you have, that's another cousin cover.
This one here, yeah, this is cousin. This is Zip.
Okay.
And this is called PYT Tokyo in Bloom.
With rabbits. That I haven't found yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the rabbits.
Maybe they're inside. But another zippered one.
But it's nice. It's nice, yeah.
This one, I'm going to have to think of a reason I need an A6
Techo. And it's got a nice little tassel here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the news was, I already have the A6, the cousin, and the five-year planner. This would have to be the travel one. This is for the backpack.
Okay.
The news was that Hobonichi is 20% off and that the cover sets have been separated from their planners. So now we have a few more planners.
Yes.
And the cover sets.
And that's all we're going to get then, because we've
that's it.
Taken them out.
For 2023. But it's not too soon to start thinking about 2024.
No.
Never too soon.
No. In fact, I was looking at spring planners already.
Yeah. He texted me.
Yes.
He texted me. He said, and they're gorgeous.
Yeah, there's some new notebooks that I have to have.
I need no more notebooks, but I want them all.
You want these. You want these.
There's some closures here. You can talk about
Oh, yes. Apple. Okay. So special closure days for Anderson Pens. Here in Appleton, we are closed Monday, December 26th, since Christmas is on Sunday. And the same thing for New Year's, closed Monday, January 2nd for New Year's. Chicago, very similar, but a little bit different. Closed Monday and Tuesday, December 26th and 27th for Christmas. Closed Monday, January 2nd for New Year's. And then we will also be closed Sunday, January 8th through Friday, January 13th, resuming on Saturday the 14th, taking a week off.
That's like a week.
That's almost a week, yeah.
Have you told everybody what that's for?
Well, we're going on vacation.
You're going on vacation?
Yeah, sneak a little trip
Paris?
To... Well, no, a trip to Florida.
So. Trip to Florida. So you'll be gone too.
I'll be gone, and then you're gone the week before or the week after?
At the tail end of
this. The tail end of that, yeah.
Okay. For the Philadelphia Penn Show. So that particular week, Steph and I will do the
podcast. Maybe we could have a layover in Philly.
Yeah, talk to your travel agent.
Oh, yeah. She'd love that conversation.
She would, wouldn't she? There's a pen in your pocket.
There's a pen in my pocket.
There's a pen in your pocket.
This is an easy one.
Yeah.
I think it's easy.
I think that's easy. I don't have a pocket, but I brought a pen.
Okay.
I brought a pen in a sleeve that I'll just hold this like that. I'll have Justin take a picture, something like that. So, yeah. This is the other pen I got at the Madrid pen show.
The other mistress.
The other pen I got at the Madrid pen show. And I'm having trouble with these. Okay. Ink of the week.
Ink of the week. This looks fantastic. I really want to hear this.
I don't much care for greens. So when a green comes along that I like, I say, oh, I have to pay attention. Now, the story on this is I was in the store the other day, and I was looking for an ink of the week for this week.
Yeah.
And I asked Dave if he had a suggestion. And he said, when's the podcast? And I said, it's the one leading up to Christmas. And he came right out with Diamine Holly.
This is a killer.
And it is a very, very nice green. And it has sheen if you put enough ink on the paper.
That is crazy.
And the green itself, even without the sheen.
Yeah, it's a nice green.
I think it looks like holly, the actual plant. The Diamine Holly was first released as one of the inks in the 2019 Inkvent calendar, but is now available as part of Diamine's Blue Edition. The color, as I've said, to me really looks like holly. And just so the holly's berries don't feel left out, it has a red sheen. There's no bleeding, no feathering. There was a slight bit of show through on Tomoe River paper. Cleanup was a solid 8. It was a little bit difficult.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You still have some. The bottle, though. The bottle has
extra
feet.
10 points for the bottle.
50 mils and feet.
Yeah.
I like the feet.
The feet are cute.
I like the feet.
So cute.
And it's also available as a sample in a 3 milliliter.
How was the flow? The flow good? You like the flow? Yeah.
Sometimes a little too good.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But that was my fault with the way I filled the pen. Okay. But, you know, I never skipped. It was perfect. Nice. You like greens.
I do like greens,
and this looks like a green
would
like.
Yeah.
So, here you go.
Yeah, nice.
Merry Christmas. I do have...
Everybody chipped in.
an announcement about Ink of the Week for next year.
Okay, what's that?
I'm thinking that maybe they'll change a little bit.
You're going to do 2 a week?
I'm thinking maybe I'll find a notebook that has white paper.
Okay.
Because this isn't really ivory, but it isn't white. Some people might even say that is ivory. And I wonder sometimes if that changes the color of the ink, at least to my eyes. And instead of a handprint.
No more handprint?
Well, I mean...
Footprint.
Not a
footprint.
No. Don't give them any ideas. I was thinking this swab.
Nose print?
Put the swab over here and then do 3 comparable inks so that you can compare it to something. But if everybody insists that I continue doing the handprint, I'm happy to do the handprint. But I was trying to make it more helpful. It's a new year, and I thought maybe we can do something new. Yeah. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
No.
We're not going to see each other until next year.
We're not going to see each other until next year. We aren't?
No, remember, it's almost Christmas.
It's almost
and
Christmas.
Next week, you're doing this with Lisa. So.
Yes, okay. It's like, I thought pretty sure we're going bike riding on Saturday.
No, we did that last Saturday.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
Man,
he was a trooper, let me tell you.
He wanted to, okay, it's 27 degrees here, and there's snow on the ground. He says, let's go for a bike ride. I said, what kind of ride you got in mind? He says, what is it?
The Wiawash
Trail. The Wiawash Trail. Yeah. I said, no.
It's not anywhere near close to you.
I'm looking for 3 miles that ends at Copper Rock. And
well,
so
we can do 3 miles on that and end at Copper Rock.
So we decided to do the river trail that ends at Copper Rock. Copper Rock, by the way, where we get our scones. We've changed the name to Sconehenge.
Sconehenge.
So it's our mecca. So riding, as soon as the weather turns nice. I like, don't much care for the weather once it's below freezing.
Yeah.
And I like early morning rides because there's less traffic, but the sun doesn't come up till noon now. So I'm thinking April 1st when we can start riding.
Okay. No fools.
This is going to sound like a joke that I think about it. Since I got back from Madrid, you don't know this, and we just had dinner and I didn't tell you. Since I got back from Madrid, because we can't go bike riding, I've been going to the gym every morning. And next week, I'm going to start going in. I've just been driving there to see if I like the drive, to see if I was really up to getting there. And yes, I am. So, yeah. Because
yeah,
it was either that or that $4,000 stationary bike for your house, and I'm not ready for that yet.
What time is that getting here?
Yeah.
Anyway, New Year's resolutions, I don't have any New Year's. I usually don't.
I don't like them either because I fall off the wagon really quickly.
I want to try to commit more, I think, to health and wellness and biking.
Yeah,
and getting out.
Yeah,
I think
it is
nice. I want to do a little bit more of that this next year. That's about as close to a resolution as I'm going to have.
I have one other one, and it has to do with writing because I like writing, but I can never think of what to write, and it seems daunting. You can't just sit down and say, I'm going to write a book.
Yeah.
You can. I do that NaNoWriMo, but it's daunting. So my New Year's resolution is that once a week, I've picked a day and a time that I think will work.
Okay.
I'm going to start a short story. And by the end of the year, I'll have a book that is 52 unfinished short stories. At least I can get it done. All I have to do is write once upon a time, and that's, you know, not too difficult, right?
What do you get when Santa goes down a chimney with a lit fire? Crisp Kringle.
Brian.
Yes, Eric.
You have 3 pens over there, and I have 2 over here.
I do.
And you're going to tell us all about them.
So these are just in Visconti Rembrandt Ecologic ballpoints.
Ballpoints.
So we had the fountain pen before, but then apparently these just showed up. They're ecologic ballpoints. They feature a body and cap made from bioplastic obtained from hemp plants, a non-polluting material that is also very durable. The material has a brushed or satin feel to it, which I think is really cool.
It feels really interesting.
It makes it less slippery in the hand than traditional resin pens.
Yes, it doesn't feel at all like resin.
Silver trim, the proper trim, as Eric says. Nice accent, and the twist action mechanism extends and retracts the Parker-style ballpoint refill. The plastic hemp materials are obtained from the stem of the plant, which provides a high quantity of cellulose, which is then processed into a strong and flexible plastic, creating a bioplastic. Hemp is an ideal plant for producing bioplastics because of its low environmental impact. And Visconti has chosen to create these eco-friendly collection, not so much because a pen can make a difference, but to remind us that individually, each of us can make a difference.
I want to make a difference.
And
is
so
this the black one?
That's the black, yeah. You've got black, red, and blue. And then these two colors were never actually introduced really into production.
Oh, we're the only ones with these.
Yeah, there's green, which is a
to
lovely
match
green.
The holly.
And the gray, which I think is really cool.
That gray is an interesting
it's
gray.
It's very neat.
It's
yes.
Not just gray, there's more to it than that.
It's matte. Oh, it's just great.
These are. And they're, yeah, it's the right trim. It's the right trim.
Yes, yeah.
And I had to write with one of these before we started.
I like these.
And they're very nice.
I like these pens.
Like
they're great.
Twist. I like a twist, though.
This green is fantastic.
I want to see that gray over there.
Gray one, there we go. Thank so you. These are new.
Wow, ish. There's something in that gray.
Mm-hmm.
This is, okay, that's mine. there's another pen over there.
There is another
I've
pen.
I've got the fountain pen. You've got the ballpoint. These, of course, are the Faber-Castell Op Art Autumn Leaves. And having just lived through an autumn here in Wisconsin, there were some leaves this color.
Yes, yeah.
There were, in fact, leaves this color. And I really like the design of these pens.
Yes, the op art is really a cool design.
You could just get every one of these ambitions.
Yes. I wish I would have started when we first became dealers.
Why, are there some that no longer?
Oh, yeah, because they only do one a year.
Oh,
so they're just
so this is this is this year?
Yeah, this will be this year's, yeah.
2022's.
Yeah, or maybe it's 2023, I don't know.
The Faber-Castell Ambition in Op Art Autumn Leaves features a barrel made of warm brown-colored resin with a fine guilloche engraving, which is accented by the highly polished chrome-plated cap. The slimmer barrel is comfortable in the hand for longer writing sessions. The spring-loaded clip secures the pen in your pocket or pen case. For the ballpoint, the refill is extended and retracted via a twist action. The cap of the fountain pen posts securely on the barrel when writing, if desired. The stainless steel nib is available in extra fine, fine, or medium. Faber-Castell Ambition fountain pens come with a standard international ink cartridge to get you started right away. A Faber-Castell converter is available separately. You want to try to post that?
Oh, I do want to post. These are great. I love these posts.
I don't post, so.
They snap on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this one of the snap things that Lisa likes? She likes.
I don't know. If she generally likes that feature, I think.
Yeah. And she's a poster.
She's a poster.
She's a poster. And you're a poster most of the time.
Poster?
Yeah, poster.
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 What does Santa get if he gets stuck in a chimney? Claustrophobic.
Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
Last week, you were on this podcast.
I was.
You were here with Steph Gill.
I've been on the podcast a lot.
A lot?
Lately.
You're mostly always on the podcast, except when you're out of town. You did a contest last week, which was to suggest a good winter ink. But we're not going to go over that this week.
Okay.
Because really, we're recording this podcast slightly earlier than usual because somebody's going on vacation, and that would be Justin. So hashtag blame Justin. We're here a little early. The last week's podcast is up, but it hasn't been up long enough to give everybody a chance to comment and be entered in the contest. So I'm going to suggest that you and Lisa go over the stats,
okay,
the answers, and give a winner for this week's contest next week. But we do have a new contest this week. So you're going to give two prizes. Two prizes. And this week's, I didn't tell you what it was. Did you see what it is?
That's fun.
The comments to please name your favorite Christmas movie in the comment section. And if you have to name two, go ahead. Go ahead. And so next week, we'll go through the stats of which was the most popular movie. And pick a winner for a $20 gift certificate. To be entered into this, you just have to comment down below with your favorite Christmas movie, and there will be a random winner of $20. Brian, have you seen the pictures?
No.
You haven't seen the pictures?
I haven't.
Okay, I'm going to
What are we talking about?
The Sailor U.S. 50 States, Hawaii, and North Dakota.
Oh, the new inks. Yeah, new inks. Cool.
You didn't look at the pictures?
No.
You just ordered the stuff. Well, I have seen the pictures, and we will show you the pictures. There's Hawaii and North Dakota. Hawaii, which is sure to be popular. It's a light blue ink with soft pink undertones, depending on the shading and the paper used. This tropical color brings us right to the warm beaches of Hawaiian island sunsets over the ocean. You've been to Hawaii.
I've never been to Hawaii.
You've been over Hawaii. You flew to Japan.
We flew to Japan. Did we go over Hawaii? I guess
yeah.
So.
Well, they're about to.
Close. In the vicinity.
Yeah, that is a very lovely ink based solely on the picture. I have not seen it in real life. North Dakota. It's a soft mint-like green inspired by the far-reaching prairies that are home to the iconic bison, which can be found statewide. In North Dakota. I don't think we have any here.
Bison?
Bison.
I think we have a couple. I know there's a couple in Marshfield.
Not wild, no.
Yeah, there's a couple in Marshfield, though, at the zoo.
While this color may be gentle, it is still clear enough for easy reading and writing. We shall see. It looks kind of light to me. It's a very nice green, but it's a soft, soft green. Hawaii. Something they do there with the pink undertones makes it in the picture pop to
you know, that would be good in that Visconti Kaleido, right? Just by the sound of it, the blue with the pink.
As a matter of fact, yeah, we could put them together as a set.
We could. Yeah. We can do that.
We'll do that in our spare time. In the meantime, I think that's it.
I
think I'll see you next year in a podcast. So why don't we just take it away?
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. I understand, Brian, there might be a store in Chicago.
There is a store in Chicago. It's on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. It's open 7 days a week. You'll find Lisa there.
Lisa, and is there a website?
Chicago.AndersonPens.com.
Fantastic. Please like this video and consider subscribing to our very popular YouTube channel. And we're supposed to do the reveal. What have you got
the
there?
The pen in my pocket.
That's a pretty one.
This is the Twisby Limited Edition Draco.
Yeah, the Draco. I think you shared that with us on a Sunday brunch.
Yeah.
Well, no longer available.
Nope. Rose gold trim. In fact, I've got some Bungo Box Norwegian wood green in
section
it.
Section matches.
It's
a nice job.
Ink window. It's
ink
lovely.
It's a very nice pen.
Broadness.
Nice
and yours?
Mine is a Mont Blanc. It is the Mont Blanc Rouge et Noir Bébé. Baby. Hold up the Draco there. It's just no clip, of course, and it's just a tiny thing. It's a slip cap, and then this screws into the This is a pen I post, by the way.
Yes,
okay. I usually don't post, but this one becomes the perfect size after it's posted.
Should have had that during our tiny pen.
It is designed to post. Yeah, no. I had the Hemingway for that.
That's interesting. Interesting.
That one's mine, and that is. I got three pens in Madrid. One was a Hemingway. One was this one, and one was the tiny pen.
The tiny pen.
And I did I have a.
Words of wisdom?
I don't have words of wisdom. I have sage advice. How about that?
That's
sage
great. Advice let's hear that.
Based on maybe personal experience. If you find a toilet in your dream, don't use it. And besides that, we're gonna have play the We Wish You a Merry Christmas pens choral singing.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll leave you with that, and I'll see you next year. Brian and Lisa, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Come on.
It's okay. Come on.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good times.